Hey, this is a serious situation. I kind of pulling back the curtain. I don't even know if my wife wants me to talk about this a lot, but I've been with my wife, Lindsay, for 7 years, and I really do love her. I know on the radio I sound like a big bumbling idiot, and I kind of am, but I do love my wife, and I'm faithful to my wife, but my wife legit sometimes says, "Do you have a girlfriend? Are you cheating on me?"
Which is crazy because Lindsay's so beautiful, and I just feel like you are so, you know, lucky to have her. I just feel like you would not mess that up.
Please tell me how ugly I am. Continue.
No. I'm just saying. She's an awesome girl.
Oh, for sure. And I love her. I really, really love her. But she got into my car twice this week, and she's like, what's this?
Oh, no. What did she find?
There was nothing in my car. There was not underwear. There was not lipstick. There was not a fake eyelash or a pair of shoes.
An extension.
Yeah, what else could be evidence for a woman being in the car?
Perfume.
Nope, that wasn't in there.
Makeup.
No makeup.
Something like that.
Condom wrapper.
Ew.
Pork chop.
Well, that would be extreme. Then she would know something was
up. I meant to say special glove.
Why do we know about your birthday wish? Okay. No, none of those were in our car. But my wife, Lindsay, legit thought that I was cheating on her, that I had a girlfriend, because I think my wife's like 5'6 or so, 5'7. I should know this better. She's not really, really tall. But the headrest in the passenger seat has been up all the way. As if it's like a taller person.
Why is it like that?
Oh, my ex used to do this to me when like the seat was adjusted. I'd be like, I was Uber driving. He was like, who was in the front seat?
Why is the seat lean back? Who are you hooking up with?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
He was so intense on you, Chop. I don't even know how you lasted that long.
Yeah, me neither.
He's a nice sometimes person, but.
So
what happened, Joe?
So back to Joe.
So last night, my wife had a long day at work. She's like, I need a drink. It's something to eat. I'm not cooking. I'm like, that's cool. Whatever. So we get in the car and she's like, what the hell?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what?
Busted.
She's like, who's in the car? I'm like, nobody. She's like, somebody was in this car. The headrest has been adjusted. Okay. This is the God's honest truth.
This is really weird, too, because, Joe, you get a kick out of messing with your wife.
But
You get a kick. You're, like, smiley and giddy.
Because this is so stupid. This is so silly that my wife really, like, I wonder, women, have you caught your man cheating this way? Because maybe this is a real thing to worry about. Why is the headrest adjusted in the passenger seat? My wife hates it because she has to bring it down because it's too tall. Because when I'm driving, I have my left hand on the steering wheel, and I like to just put my right arm kind of in between the top of the seat and then the headrest where that metal part is, that where it goes up and down. I just put my hand in there and it's comfortable and I sit like that.
Likely story.
Sure.
Well,
Joe,
you don't believe me?
That's what's her name?
The armrest is for.
No, I don't like the armrest. I like my arm up high.
You should videotape yourself doing it.
563-2539. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like where you put your arm up there? Hold on. Intern Chloe, you're nodding your head. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit louder.
Yeah, it does. My boyfriend does that when he's driving. He'll rest his hand in between the chair and, like, the headrest. He does it all the time, so I get what you're saying.
Intern Chloe, coming to your defense.
See?
Intern Chloe would have called me out. You should record yourself, though, so Linz could actually see what you're doing.
But why do I have to do that? I'm not cheating, and there's no other woman in my car. Ladies, if you've been in my car, 833-563-2539.
I think you need to get a camera.
Why do I have to prove I haven't done anything?
What did you say? Okay, so she really looks you dead, like dead in the eyes.
Dead
like, have
serious.
You been cheating on me? Who's been in this car?
She's and like, do you have a girlfriend? I'm like, no, why? And she's like, because you keep on having this adjusted. And I'm like, no, there's nobody in my car. Listen, I know guys cheat, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but this is outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, like, really? Who's gonna... No, I'm kidding.